It's hunting season in the United States, but not all of the 12.5 million people who participate in the sport are shooting just for pleasure or trophy seeking. Many of them donate their kill to charities that help needy families put some meat on the table, as North America correspondent Kim Landers reports.
On a country road winding through the rolling hills of northern Georgia is Seeley's Deer Cooler. It's hunting season here, and this shed near the town of Jefferson, about an hour's drive from Atlanta, is where hunters bring their game to be processed.
In Georgia, we're really lucky. We have one of the longest deer seasons in the country, and we have one of the highest bag limits in the country. Our season opens up in September and doesn't close in the northern sections, I think January 1st, and down south a few weeks later, January 15th, I believe.
Glenn Dowling is the Executive Vice President of the Georgia Wildlife Federation. He also helps run a program called Hunters for the Hungry. Now, in its 15th year, it's a scheme which gives hunters the chance to donate their freshly killed white-tailed deer to food banks throughout Georgia.
Hunger is a year-round problem, and it's just not in Georgia, it's worldwide. But in Georgia, a lot of folks here want to take care of their neighbors and their friends and family, and we're really blessed to have a great natural resource in our deer herd, our whitetail deer herd. In the 50s and 60s, there are very few deer in the state, actually. It had been hunted down pretty hard, and there's been a fantastic restoration effort made by the state of Georgia over the years, and now we have over 1 million deer in the state. We have close to between about 450,000 hunters annually. And those hunters like to share their harvest with their friends and their families and those who are in need, those hungry Georgians. The Hunters for the Hungry has been around since hunters existed. They've always shared.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates that 35.5 million Americans didn't have enough money to buy food at some stage last year, and that doesn't include the homeless. In Georgia, 1 in 5 children are at risk of going hungry each month. Food banks struggle to get donations of meat in particular. Since the Hunters for the Hungry program started in Georgia, more than 7,000 deer have been donated, totaling more than 86,000 kilograms of venison. That provides the equivalent of about 65,000 meals each year. Donnell Seeley has run his processor for the past 15 years.
We process deer for hunters that bring them in. If they want to donate a deer to feed the hungry, we also process those.
So how long does it take to process a deer that's brought in?
Usually it's, if we doing a deer for a hunter, it depends on what we do out of it. You know, it's anywhere from 3 to 7 days turnaround time.
For ease of storage and distribution, the venison heading to the food banks is packaged as ground meat. And despite urban development encroaching on Georgia's wooded areas, Glenn Dowling says there are still plenty of places to hunt.
Most of the hunters, the licensed hunters in the state, live in the Atlanta area, and they travel outside of that area to hunt. But you'd be surprised how many hunt in urbanized areas because of the new subdivisions and new development that crops up. Those deer are pushed out of that habitat, and sometimes they congregate into the safe havens and of travel corridors and of wooded areas between the fields that are left. There's a lot of deer in urban settings. There's not a lot of hunting pressure on them, so those are sometimes some of the favorite places for hunters to go.
The Georgia Hunters for the Hungry program is about to make its 1 millionth meal donation. This is Kim Landers reporting for The World Today.